We have different projects supported by different UN agencies, but I think one of the most important ones, the one supported by UN Women in Za'atari Camp, to support women to be active agents for change and to practice their ability in demanding the peace and the reform or the change they would like to aspire for.
Can you tell me a little bit about the situation in Jordan right now?
Jordan is facing a critical situation in terms of having the ability to host over than 1 million Syrian refugees. However, we have different 46 nationalities of refugees, consists almost 70% of the total population of Jordan. The legal issues we are facing is tremendous, and to ensure the capacity, the quality of different services we have to provide. The Syrian refugees are suffering from the lack of services, direct services are provided to them, and we as civil society organizations, we have different obstacles in terms of ensuring the sustainability of support towards our operations in the field.
What are the major legal issues facing immigrants from Syria right now?
The Syrian refugees having different issues, but I think women and children, they are facing big difficulties because of the issues of lack of documentation to different transactions among them, such as marriages, divorces, registering a new purse, and ensuring the required documentation to access the education system and the labor market. Therefore, they need lots of legal processes and ensuring the legal system to be adequate to meet this demand.
So these immigrants are just trying to move forward in their lives, and these legal systems are really important for that.
Exactly. And the legal empowerment for women is so much mandated to ensure women accessing their rights, and in the same time to be proactive and to challenge lots of, let's say, stereotyping for their abilities socially and traditionally and economically as well.
And you think these Global Acceleration Instrument will help with this?
Of course. We are so excited about having this focus effort, coordinated effort will ensure the sustainability and knowledge sharing as well. More importantly, to build our capacity to understand how to work within the 1325 principles and requirements. And for the Syrian civil society as well, the new emerging civil society in Syria, this would be a great support to them to be able to participate in such events, to participate in dialogue with the required resources. I think they will have the required training and capacity building and resources to be part of this peace movement towards Syria and the Middle East conflict.